Up next on American Restoration.
Came down to see if Rick can restore my helicopter flight helmet.
This thing is cool.
It was actually used in Vietnam by my grandfather. He fought in World War II, Vietnam and Korea. In fact, he witnessed the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima.
Oh my God.
I came down to Rick's restoration today to get my Coke machine restored. It hasn't been plugged in for over 30 years.
I want to look inside.
I don't know what's living in there, but there, you be my guest.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't want to paint the machine. I want to paint the letters.
There's no way you're gonna be able to do that.
I can do it.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
You must be Rick.
I am Rick.
David, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, David.
I got something I think you'll find interesting.
Let's see. Oh, man. That is awesome. Can I put this on?
Yeah, of course.
This thing is cool.
Came down to Rick's restorations today to see if Rick can restore my helicopter flight helmet that my grandfather used during the Vietnam War. It was actually used in Vietnam by my grandfather. He's in the United States Marine Corps. He's a door gunner in Hueys and Cobras. He actually fought in World War II. Vietnam and Korea.
Oh, my God.
In fact, he witnessed the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima.
Oh, my God. Man, he's been around.
Yeah, he's an American hero, for sure.
An American hero.
He's definitely my hero.
That's awesome.
This thing is amazing. Not only was it used in combat during the Vietnam War, it was worn by a true American hero. I'm getting goosebumps already.
So your grandfather gave this to you. Is he still alive?
Yeah, absolutely. He's 86. I brought photos.
Right.
This is actually a picture of my grandfather in 1969.
Looks like a tough guy.
And then this is actually a shot of him in the gunner position on a Cobra.
Cobra, yeah.
In 1969, their unit changed from Hueys to Cobras.
Cobras. I guarantee a lot of crazy stuff went on over there.
Oh, yeah, if this helmet could talk, I'm sure.
That's right.
I asked him what the originations of the lettering was, and he said only the pilots flew with the same helmet every single time.
Right.
But the door gunners, they grabbed whatever helmet was prevalent.
Oh.
And this is just the last one he ended up with. So this collection of stuff came from guys in his unit.
Oh, yeah, but different guys.
But different guys. He said, no, us enlisted guys, we took what was available.
Right, right. Wow.
If you notice one of the things it says on the helmet, it says flower power.
Yeah, so definitely, yeah, totally six.
Definitely a sign of the times, right?
That's right. So what are you seeing me do to this?
I'd like to bring it back to its former glory, and I'd like to give it back to my grandfather.
Okay.
Put a smile on his face. I'd like to restore the lettering and stuff on
right.
it, incorporate the decals that
right.
are on it, maybe in
right.
paint or however. Then I'd actually like to add the squadron emblem, Scarface.
Scarface, that's cool.
Yeah, the HMLA 367 stands for Marine Light Attack Helicopter.
This is such an honor to get my hands on this helmet to restore. But this thing's in real rough shape, and as always, it's got to be done perfect.
Because it's nothing I've ever done, I want to make sure we do it right. It's going to be, maybe a couple hours tearing it apart. It'll probably hand to body work, but it'll just be sanded. We'll fix all the chips, stuff like that, make it smooth again. Paint it the green, and then we'll paint that all on there just like that in that same style. Polish all these out.
So what does that mean for the overall price of the project?
You're looking between, right around 800, 900 bucks, plus parts.
Honestly, for me, I mean, the price is not an issue. It has a great sentimental value. I'm really looking forward to presenting it to my grandfather, giving it to him.
Yeah, this is going to be fun doing.
I don't know what it's worth, but, in sentimental value, it's priceless to me. So, quite honestly, I don't care what it costs. I want to get it restored. I've always wanted to get it restored. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product.
This thing's pretty cool, cowboy. I'm ready to top gun it, buddy.
We just got in this Vietnam gunner's helmet, and now me and Kyle are going to tear it apart.
You got pictures?
Yes, sir.
Got something to put these little screws in like a baggie?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to yes, sir, your ass right out the door.
I got a call from a customer that has a Coke machine that he'd like to get restored. I know a lot about all sorts of vintage vending machines, but Coke machines happen to be my specialty.
Brought you this old Coke machine today to see if you guys can do anything with it. It's pretty beat up.
Oh, man.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to get my 1949 ventilator Coke machine restored. It hasn't been plugged in for over 30 years. It's in pretty bad shape.
Well, this is a gem. This is a great cooler. Where the hell did you find this?
Family bought it at a yard sale back in the early 70s. My mom's got an attachment to it, just sitting out there in the garage, so I decided to do something for her and get it fixed up and surprise her with it.
Awesome. So this manufacturer was called Ventilator, and this machine was called Model 27. The reason why they called it a 27 was that's how many bottles it held. This machine is extremely rare, very, very rare. Isn't it, Tyler?
Yeah, rare. It's rare.
One of the reasons is that it's so small. It's the littlest Coke machine they ever made. They're set on top of a bar in a restaurant or something like that. The base is on the bottom because it was capable of being put out in front of a store or somewhere else.
I know Coke machines, and this little one is very hard to find, especially with a base.
Let me hear your ideas how you want it.
I'd like to put it back as original as possible.
Okay. We'll do the lettering the same way that they did it. The Ventilator Company never raised their letters. They would silkscreen on there just Coca-Cola. So we end up using a vinyl material over top of this to give it the exact same look that it used to have.
So you're not gonna paint it, but it will look like it did before?
Exactly like it used to. Okay. Exactly like it used to. Hand painting it on there to get somebody to hit that thing right on the head, it's gonna leave brush marks, it doesn't look as good. So that's the way we do them, and it looks the best. I've tried every single way.
As long as it looks original, that's what I'm looking for, is the original. You know, I know there's some parts missing on it, and it's in pretty bad shape. What's it going to cost?
Tearing it down, blasting it, do the bodywork, painting, and then assembling it. Probably a total of $5,800.
What's it going to... I mean, I'm almost tempted to go buy her a can of Coke. What would this be worth when it was finished?
Probably right around $7,800. That's what I'd sell one for.
Well, it's for my mom, and it's something that's going to make her happy.
Good guy.
let's go ahead and do it.
All right. Awesome. Tyler's going to put that in the line, and then we'll take care of some paperwork.
$5,800 is a lot of money. I'm hoping that Rick comes through and makes this thing very nice so I can give it to my mother.
Tyler, how are we going to tear this thing apart?
I don't know. It's already bent.
Earlier, we got in a late 40s Ventilator Coke machine from a customer. I got Brettley and Tyler tearing this thing down so we can get to bringing it back to life.
No raised lettering on this machine.
No, it's just hand painted on a flat surface.
I bet I could do it. It's not that hard.
Really?
A lot of Coke machines have raised letters, which are easier to paint than a flat surface, but this Coke machine doesn't have raised letters, so it might be a slightly trickier paint job, but I know I can do it.
Just white paint on red. Can't be that hard, you know?
I'm gonna go ask my dad about lettering this thing. Hey, Dad. Dad.
Yeah?
I just finished tearing down the Ventilator with Brelli, and I was wanting to know if I could paint it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ready yet.
Well, I don't want to paint the machine. I want to paint the letters, like, the...
You want to do the lettering on it? You're just going to jump in and think you're going to do it?
My dad's always bugging me about taking over the business one day and how I need to know how to do everything. So I figured since I'm kind of a stud at painting, I'd give lettering the Coke machine a try.
If the lettering on the Coke machine was raised, I'd have Ted do the job, but it's flat. So as I discussed with the customer, we're going to use a vinyl decal. I guess Tyler wasn't paying attention.
It can't be that hard. It's not. I know I can do it.
Honestly, I should just tell Tyler there's no way he's touching this thing with a paintbrush. But if Tyler wants to spend time on a new skill, I'm not gonna stop him. You know what, Ted will be in later today.
Okay.
And if he's willing to give you a lesson to try to get you to figure it out, I'm not just gonna let you letter on one of my customers' machines. You gotta really, really practice hard. And then I need to see it before you start scribbling on something.
All right.
All right?
Have faith.
You really gonna let him do that?
No. He was there when the customer dropped off the machine. The machine is a flat machine, it's not raised letter. I told the customer they were gonna have to put the vinyl letter on there, and he just doesn't listen ever. So
he thinks he's gonna do it? He's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, but he needs to learn to listen. Earlier, we got a gunner's helmet from Vietnam into the shop. I'm having Ted trace the lettering, which later we'll recreate. And then once we have an idea of all the original art, Cowboy will be able to strip off all the original paint in the bead blaster.
Sweet.
Earlier, after I tore down the Coke machine, I asked my dad about lettering it. I know I can just wing it, but he said I need a lesson from Ted, our artist. He just finished tracing the artwork on the Vietnam helmet, so I'm gonna try to grab him before he takes off.
Hey, Ted, how's it going?
Hey, Tyler.
My dad said you could teach me all about this.
How much time you got?
Not enough.
Okay. All right, well, we can use this to practice on.
Okay.
So let's do something that makes it a little bit easier. Scotch tape, I found, works better than just about anything. Gives you a nice razor sharp edge, and it's the least intrusive as far as affecting how your brush is gonna be moving over whatever you're painting. We wanna load the brush with paint. You don't want it dripping, because obviously it's gonna make a mess, and you get your brush right where you want it. And then I'm gonna work it right up there on the edge of the tape. So you don't wanna look at where you're at, you wanna look where you wanna be, so you can plan on moving the brush and it'll help smooth things out for you as well. You ready?
Sure.
This actually doesn't look that hard. You draw a line and make it straight. Done.
Hold the cup in your hand, and then use your wrist and kind of leave your fingers holding the brush the same way. Not bad.
It's so intense.
That was so crooked.
All right, so what do you think, Ted?
You'll be ready. About the time I'm ready to retire, it'll be your
Sweet.
Earlier, we got a gunner's helmet from Vietnam into the shop. With the bodywork all finished up, I gotta get this thing painted standard issue army green. Then Ted, who's been around the shop most of the day, is gonna recreate all the former writing that the soldiers of Vietnam put on this helmet. This thing is so cool, and the artwork on the helmet is really gonna tell the story of the life this once saw.
Vincent Van Gogh couldn't letter like me. Huh, Hanukkah?
My dad and Uncle Ron don't think I have what it takes to do the lettering on the Coke machine. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with my progress. What do you think?
Yeah? That's what I thought.
We just got the rest of the parts for the Vietnam helmet. The cost of these parts are really starting to add up. So before we start piecing this together, I'm gonna have to call the customer and make sure he's okay with the rising cost of this restoration.
This is David.
Hi, David, this is Rick with Rick's
hey,
Restorations.
Rick.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I found the mask for the helmet, and I can't believe I actually did. And then I also found two shields.
Okay, great.
And the only problem is I don't know what the price is gonna be on all these parts, but it looks like it's gonna be just about as much as the full restoration. Are you up for that?
Wow, that's pricey. Let's go ahead and go with it. That sounds good.
Okay, awesome, awesome, great. I think you'll love it.
Great, I'm expecting greatness. I can't wait to see it.
All right, thanks a lot, David. Appreciate it.
Rick.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now that we got the green light, I'm gonna have Kyle and Cowboy button up this restoration.
That looks pretty cool, huh?
Snap, crackle, pop.
The customer trusted us with this awesome Vietnam helmet. We really got to restore the legacy of his grandfather. I just hope he's as amazed with it as I was when he dropped it off a few weeks ago. How you doing?
Good, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Came down to Rick's today to pick up my Vietnam era helicopter flight helmet.
So are you ready to see this thing?
I'm ready.
Oh man,
I'm excited.
I'm pretty excited. This thing came out awesome.
It was a treasure when I was a kid as a toy, and I can't wait to see it return to its glory.
Well, you don't need to wait anymore. Today's the day, all right?
Great.
Hey, Kelly, I need you to bring the helmet.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that came out phenomenal. Wow, that is so cool looking. I was a little nervous knowing that Rick hadn't really done something like this before, but boy, am I happy. I mean, he just did a phenomenal job. It looks better than I thought it would look.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks, David.
I think it looks phenomenal. It looks great. It looks like it's ready for action today. Feels so much more solid than it felt before.
The pads were gone, the ears were gone, and a lot of the comms were gone, and of course the mask was gone. So we found some original parts. Everything in there is original, there's nothing made. So we redid all that inside there. You know, the oxygen unit's all there.
That looks great though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that piece before.
Right. The visors were probably the toughest part for me to get. One operates the clears, of course, and then you can lock them down.
Right.
And then the other operates the tinted.
Wow.
The fun part was painting it, you know?
I love the way you recreated the writing that was on there from the era. That is so cool.
If you remember, it was really, really faded. I mean, some of the stuff, I couldn't even tell what it was. So Ted traced it all and matched it, put it in the exact same spot.
You found the right emblem to put on the front?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's actually my grandfather's squadron in Vietnam.
I'm glad he was able to recreate all the stenciling and the artwork. It has the character that it certainly had when my grandfather wore it in Vietnam.
Now down to the business, how much is it going to set me back?
Yeah, well, I quoted $750 to $900 and plus the parts. As far as where we're at on the restoration cost without the parts, I'm right at $900. Okay?
Okay, fantastic.
The thing is all the parts, they were actually $900 also. So the total restoration's $1,800.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are expensive parts.
Well, you know what? Worth every penny.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. I was starting to sweat there.
You guys did a phenomenal job, so I'm as happy as can be.
All right. Awesome. Me too, then. That's good.
This is going to be a surprise gift to my grandfather. I think he's going to be absolutely blown away. I think I'll put a smile on his face.
I've been practicing my lettering so I can paint the Ventilator Coke machine. I'm totally starting to get this, so I know I'll be good when it's time for pinstriping.
What you doing?
Lettering.
My boy is really trying hard on this lettering thing. I almost feel bad because I never really planned on using him on this thing. But maybe he'll learn to listen, and a little practice never hurt anyone. Ted's gonna be doing that.
What are you talking about?
He's actually gonna put a decal on it. I mean, didn't you hear the conversation we had with a customer?
So then there's no lettering. So then what am I doing this for?
You need to pay attention when the customer's talking. And son, I love you, but your lettering sucks. It really sucks.
Thanks. I'll try.
Stick 'em. They're lined up perfect.
All the pieces for the Coke machine are ready. Now all we gotta do is put it together. When we got it, the base was intact, but the interior was gutted. We mined the boneyard, and luckily, we got what we needed to finish the project.
That looks good, Ted. We're good.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Rick.
What's going on?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I came to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my 1949 Ventilator Coke machine.
It's over here. Come on.
I hope that Rick was able to restore it to new condition, but it was pretty rough.
I don't have the key to this. Tyler must have it. Tyler!
What?
You got the key to the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is beautiful. That's really nice. This is, I had no idea it was going to turn out this nice. When I first saw the Coke machine, it took me back to my childhood, and I was thinking of an ice cold Coke right then. Wow.
Did a lot of body work. We got that thing just smooth as glass. The paint job laid on it, I mean, it turned out really, really nice. We're missing this door right here, so we found you a door. We polished this out. If you remember, it was all oxidized and everything. Same with the handle.
It's got a mirror finish. I mean, it's beautiful. I was kind of worried about putting the sticker on there rather than painting it.
Right.
And it looks as good as the original.
You ready to see the inside?
Yes, I sure want to see the inside. Oh, it's even got the Cokes in it. All right.
This is a pretty crazy mechanism and how it works. This drum is put in there with four wheels. And then when you crank the handle out front, this would turn and it brings this one to drop this bottle out. You would have extra bottles. You can just put them in here. You got a nickel? Nice cold soda right now would be nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Pop her open. That's how I remember it.
Yeah?
This is, you hit it, the nail right on the head on this. This is it.
Little coconut smile, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know my mom is going to be more excited than me when I show it to her. Having this in my family, my grandkids, I can see them putting a nickel in there and getting a Coke out for years to come.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Woo!
Come on, let's go into the office. Tyler, you still gotta move that and get that thing loaded, man. We gotta load.
What am I supposed to do with it?
You gotta wrap it and get it ready.
Can Brettley do this?
Who do they think they are telling me I can't do this? I don't know what they're talking about. I'm awesome.
Not sweet.
I think they should make this the new logo.
Man, he's got a long ways to go.